Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the Canadian Cancer Society is sorry for using the term cervix instead of front hole for the alphabet people community. Men in Canada aren't fighting against this. Maybe women should. The next time somebody forces them to use their pronouns, they can say you called me a chest feeder with a bonus hole. But if a woman said something like that, repeating the alphabet person's words back to them, it might be considered hate speech in Canada. Up next, how crazy is this? McDonald's in Germany removes food from its digital ads during the day during Ramadan, and then puts them back up when the sun goes down. Germany is a majority Christian country now, isn't it? This is reverse assimilation where the Muslims are converting the Westerners. If you see this in your community, then it's been conquered without a single shot being fired. Some people say put a goat in there. I say don't, because we don't want to get them horny as they might try and grape a passing person. Number three, China shocks the world with a therapy that gets stem cells to successfully start producing insulin. Yes, give people another cheat code for eating carbs and sugar. We already have a cure to diabetes. It's called plant-based ketogenic diets with one or two large pieces of protein each day. I'm on that now, and it takes an insane amount of self-discipline to stay on it. I'm looking at a jar of peanut butter right now and want some, but can't touch any. Even if this cure is real, it won't actually come out in the West, because insulin is big business. Moving on, what the hell is happening in Canada with food inflation being 7.3% year over year? I don't know, but from what I've seen in Florida, the groceries there cost more of the same. So I don't really know what Canadians are complaining about. The reason people are having a hard time affording food is because Canada hasn't kept up with global productivity, and therefore pay. Not to mention prices would be cheaper if it didn't flood the country with migrants, which contribute to inflation. Number five, remember guys, that you can't find any flaws with this logic. That a working girl once a week is cheaper than a wife for life. Sure, it might be temporarily sexually fulfilling, but for me it's just not emotionally fulfilling. Ever since I accidentally discovered Chinese massage parlors, I can definitely say this logic is sound though. I'm joking, of course. Or am I? Honestly, I'd rather pay for a sugar baby and get it from the same person on the regular. Up next, is she fat or not? Yes, she's fat, but in all the right places. Then again, maybe I'm wrong because I can barely see her kneecaps beneath all that blubber. That dress is also keeping things in their place. Once it comes off, everything everywhere is going to sag at once. From the gigantic single mother manatees I saw on the redneck Riviera, she's definitely a lightweight. Maybe chain her to the treadmill until those thighs improve. At least she has a pretty face and big ones. Number 7, Starfleet Academy Season 2 could not only mark the end of Kurtzman Trek, but that dude's also gonna need an actual secret hideout once the fans are done with him, instead of just naming his company that. The only reason Season 2 is coming out is because the first two seasons were filmed at the same time. Discovery was actually good in the first season, but that's because the characters and ship's propulsion system were all stolen from a role-playing game from Egypt. Moving on, looks like they're really sending their doctors and engineers, aren't they? Just not their best ones. This doctor, a therapist, was charged for assaulting children with autism. Maybe it's time to leave Canada or keep having this happen to your kids. And you just know that the Canadian government will find a way not to deport this monster and give him a light 6 months sentence before releasing him into the wild to go out there and torment more people once more. The truth is the prisons are full and we can't afford any more of them. Number 9, is this Wayman single? I'm asking for a friend. Because a woman who gets arrested for wrestling a manatee in a bikini in a public park is okay in my books. And just so you know, it was the manatee wearing the bikini, and not her. And she wasn't wearing anything at all. Remember guys, it's quite the feat to fit a bikini onto a manatee. But it looks like AI isn't as intelligent as it should be, because the cup should be on the other side. Unless of course they shifted while they were wrestling. Up next, why are Asians so violent towards blacks? Whoopsie. Sorry, it's the other way around. But if I said that, I would be called a racist. But the thing I really want to know is how there's any violence from Asians against blacks at all. Probably because that violence was done in self-defense like those rooftop Koreans. Asian-on-Asian violence is so low in places like Japan that the police don't have anything to do. And they end up chasing thieves that steal women's panties from clotheslines. Number 11, this woman admits that she used dating apps to stay in men's houses while she became homeless. She's a hobosexual, trading tricks for a place to stay. If this is an actual image of her, I wouldn't actually have any problems letting her stay in my shed or garage. Remember, everyone, a hobosexual is a person who dates you with the sole interest of having a place to stay. Sounds dangerous, but if she sleeps with those men, then it diffuses them. Moving on, the reason they force you to go to school and become indoctrinated in the life of a wage slave is because they want you to be like Jack the baboon here. He worked for 20 years as a railway signalman in the 19th century and earned 20 cents a day. That's like 6 or 7 bucks a day now. I wonder what he spent it on. And he's better than the average South African these days because many of them end up stealing the railroad tracks for scrap. Number 13, why do guys on social media go cuckoo bananas when they see mid-Asian women like this? Because they believe that they're attainable. Unfortunately, even women like this, fives and sixes, today expect to be treated like tens. Also, women like this aren't technically mid anymore if you see how much women have fallen on Western television. Also, today there are many thirsty men out there and they go crazy for anything with a pulse. Up next, looks like the alcohol apocalypse is upon us, with more wineries shutting down in California as alcohol sales for young people are down 50%. They socialize online, if you can call it that, and they don't need liquid courage any longer. They don't go to clubs because they get rejected by women on dating apps on their phones instead. It's all part of the mating ritual, and mating just isn't happening anymore. Plus, no one can afford to drink anymore either. Number 15, is Bryce Dallas Howard the best Gwen Stacy of all time? Of course they are. I mean, yes, she is. And it's not because of those two huge chesticles now, is it? Funny enough, I don't remember a single line that she said in Spider-Man 3. Here's a fun fact. She was even pregnant while filming most of those scenes for the film, and even doing her own stunts with a baby in her belly. In a modern Spider-Man, she would probably be old enough to play Aunt May instead. Moving on, hey everyone, it looks like Bella Ramsey is the fan favorite for the next Rogue in Marvel's X-Men reboot. Heck no. And I'm glad she'll never get cast as such. Rogue as a character can't be touched or she's gonna make you ill or possibly kill you. In the reboot, no one wants to touch Bella, so her superpower is useless. She's definitely untouchable. I think that she would fit this character a lot more and her potato-shaped head is perfect for that role. Number 17, Tiffany aims to sleep with 5,000 men this summer to make history. Yes, history for spreading the most STDs ever. This is the same girl that had her sphincter surgically reconstructed. After she let 50 guys go up her number 2 in a single afternoon. She's gonna make a ton of money on OF from this, and because of that, it's way too late to bring slut-shaming back. 5,000 men by the end of summer from when she said this is 53 of them per day. Up next is proves just how valuable free speech is in America. This man in the Netherlands goes to prison for 6 weeks because he posted on Facebook that if the government won't secure the borders, then the people should do it themselves. You can't even voice your opinions if you go against the narrative from above. If you don't have any free speech, then you don't have the ability to influence other people. That's exactly why the government locked him up. Number 19, looks like the American consumers out there are almost as broke as they were back in 2008. Looks like it's almost time for the recession. Except there's no crisis yet, but it's building up slowly as real estate becomes illiquid and the AI bubble bursts. Even if it doesn't burst and it makes people unemployed, then even that will trigger a collapse. One way or another, America's cooked. But it's a K-shaped recovery, they say, because stocks are still up. But that's usually the last thing to go down. Moving on, remember guys that if you get a vasectomy, it only works if you tell your wife about it. If you don't, then she's going to continue giving birth to healthy babies according to the Kenya Times. Women are cucking men out in the open and at this point they're just rubbing it in her face. Modern technology didn't make women like this. It's that modern technology revealed female nature for what it is. Sneaky and devious. Number 21, you don't say. Then men have better sex with emotionally unstable women. But then again, from my experience, they're all emotionally unstable. But seriously, it is true if you look at the hot crazy matrix. And you really want to stay away from the ones that are both hot and crazy, or you might actually wake up in a puddle of your own ketchup. I mean blood. I haven't dated in 10 years, so I'm glad I don't actually have to try and make sense of this any longer. Up next, 20 years ago, no one would have thought that 2/3 of Gen Z would never own their own home. A lot is going to change over the next 20 years, with 40 to 50 million baby boomers dying and leaving all those homes vacant. Houses will be dirt cheap. That is unless, of course, corporations end up buying them up. Actually, hedge funds are dumping their homes on the market right now because they know the market is going to crash. They'll probably buy them up cheaper in coming years. Number 23, here's another story about how Canada is cooked. how it could take 400 years to reverse child poverty. I would be interested in knowing the demographics of those kids, if they're kids of Somali or Indian migrants that are broke or working at Tim Hortons. Then that poverty will never be solved. Also, why 400 years? That's a disturbingly long time frame. Canada could reverse this disturbing poverty trend by sending migrants to where they came from. Moving on, here's what happens when your Western country is feminized. Finland is going bankrupt, sending billions of dollars to Ukraine and billions more for mass immigration. Women have this need to nurture people, and they're willing to spend countries into the poorhouse to do so. When they run out of money, then they'll start going after men's property in the form of unrealized capital gains, and raising property taxes and carbon taxes to keep doing it until the wealthy leave and the socialist states crumble. Number 25 and the last one, what's up with the recent trend of famous sports ball celebrities dating OF models? Online prostitutes be landing high-quality men now. Looks like notch counts don't matter anymore. I think this might be the way to go. Because before you get naked with a woman, you never know what her naughty bits are going to look like. And besides, many modern women already have high notch counts to begin with. So bonding-wise, it doesn't matter. Plus, dating such women is not the same as marrying them. That honor should be reserved for the most specialist simps. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.